Zach Anixted, 5 of 7 in that first drive, 33 yards and a touchdown pass, his 7th of the year. Winkers right, 4 carries, 28 yards. Josh Jacek has it teed up once again. Quan Hampton back deep at his own 5-yard line. Jacek puts the right foot to it. End over end kick. Hampton's going to come up to the 9. Running left across the 15-20. Stood up at the 25, still at his feet. Spins off a tackle and gets onto the 29-yard line. So pretty decent field position for UNI as they start their second drive of the afternoon.
A good return. He got hit there, you know, quite a ways before that and spun out of it.
Let's head downstairs. Craig Birchie with our Illinois Ford Dealers sideline report. Craig?
Redbirds had 46 rushing yards in that first drive. A lot of those attributed to Winkers, right? He had also a few yards pass catching, but a lot of those big runs came on the left side of the offensive line. Great work by guard Kobe Rios and left tackle and Hunter Zambrano blocking in that first series.
That's a great point. Nigel Wilson, his big run that took him inside the 5 was off left side as well. Quan Hampton makes the catch on an out pattern across the 35-yard line. Good coverage by Bowens of the Birds, but a great run and a better throw by Theo Day on first down.
Wow, he can throw the ball. That's a long throw there. He put it right on the money because the coverage was good there by Bowens.
Twin wide receivers to the left. That's a boundary shot of the field. Single receiver right. Ball left hash mark. Schnee in motion. Day takes the snap, turns, give to the running back across the 35, still on his feet, all the way across the 39, and that's enough for UNI first down. Great run by Dom Williams, the transfer out of Kansas, as he took the couple of Redbird defenders for a ride on that one, would not go down, and ended up with a first down.
Well, he's 5'10", 200 pounds, and he's a pretty good back. He's got 314 yards already this year, and now they're going with no huddle.
Williams lines up on the left hip of Theo Day, who works out of the gun on first down and 10. UNI at their own 41-yard line. Day back to throw. Throws over the middle. Pass complete to the 45-yard line. He found his tight end, Alex Allen, the 6'6", 253-pound junior out of Missouri. He makes his first catch of the afternoon.
Well, the thing you can tell, though, is this guy's got a tremendous gun on him. He can really throw the football. Holy cow. Big kid, big strong kid.
It's one thing to throw vertically, but when you're throwing that kind of accuracy and velocity right and left into those flats, you've got a good arm.
6'5", 231 pounds. He's a big man.
Second down and 5 now for UNI. From midfield to the Panther logo, Day. Pocket collapses. He's going to tuck and run, but he's run down on the play. Jason Luan in pursuit. And a very short gain. Luan tripped him up. That's going to bring up third down and short, maybe third down and 2. We'll see where they spot that football down.
Good pressure that time by the whole front 4, and he just took off. He had to.
It's going to be third down and 3. Ball at the 47-yard line. The line to get for UNI is midfield.
Big play here.
6:24 to go in the first quarter.
Showing blitz.
5-man front now. Here they come. Day's going to throw deep down the left-hand side. Pass is complete inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Bowen just got beat.
Sergio Maranci, the 6'3", 185-pound sophomore out of Naples, Florida, able to beat Jeff Bowens in coverage. A 53-yard touchdown strike from Theo Day to Sergio Maranci, his second touchdown catch of the year for Theo Day. That's his 10th touchdown toss. And UNI answers the Birds' touchdown with one of their own, and they are a point after touchdown away from drawing even with the Birds. Matthew Cook, who's 17 for 17 this year, low snap, good spot. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And we are tied with 6:13 to go in this opening quarter in Cedar Falls. It's Illinois State 7, Northern Iowa 7. Back in a moment on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.